Finally, a long-term FAA bill is moving forward. A California man dies trying to hand-prop a Cherokee. And Bell's new helicopter will be relentless. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, February 1st, 2012. They finally got it done. U.S. federal lawmakers last night settled on a four-year reauthorization and funding bill for the FAA after an incredible 23 short-term extensions, including a screw-up which let funding expire and caused a 10-day shutdown last summer. Newsday reports the bill authorizes $63 billion for the FAA through the 2015 budget year and includes compromises on airline subsidies for rural communities, regulation of cargo shipments of lithium batteries, and rules governing the formation of airline and railroad unions. Final passage of the bill by both houses of Congress is expected sometime in the next 2 weeks. Watch for reaction and more detail and analysis over the next couple of days at aero-news.net. A resident of Lakeside, California, was reportedly killed when the propeller of a Piper PA-28R-200 he was hand-propping struck him in the head at Gillespie Field in El Cajon. The accident happened Monday at about 8:30 a.m. Pacific. KGTV News has identified the victim as 41-year-old Gordon Woodard, a vice president and lead engineer for Southern California Soil and Testing, with offices in the Grantville area. Woodard, who owned the plane, was reportedly transported to Sharp Memorial Hospital in San Diego, where he was pronounced dead on arrival. The Cherokee is a 1974 model with fuel injection. In addition to the FAA and NTSB, the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration is reportedly involved in the investigation. The information age makes secrets harder than ever to keep these days. The one major announcement we know has been saved for Heli Expo 2012 is leaking out. StarTelegram.com is reporting that Bell Helicopter, which has been readying what it calls a clean-sheet twin-turbine helicopter codenamed Magellan, will apparently call the model Relentless upon introduction. Bell has reportedly applied for a trademark for the name 525 Relentless, with a numeric portion of the nomenclature indicating this will be the company's first helicopter with a five-bladed rotor. The company has also applied for trademark protection for the terms 525, Supermedium Transport, and Magellan. The formal introduction is scheduled for February 12th at Heli Expo in Dallas, where the company will show a mock-up of the new aircraft. For now, a teaser video on the company's website displays an emblem based on the letter R on a five-sided shield. A Massachusetts grand jury has handed up an indictment against the pilot of a plane which went down last year in Orange, Massachusetts. The pilot's daughter was fatally injured in the accident. The aircraft was a Cessna 310 twin, and the accident happened at night. The pilot, Stephen T. Fay, did not have a multi-engine rating, and investigators say his logbook indicated he was not current to carry a passenger at night. On New Year's Day 2011, Fay attempted a go-around after misjudging a landing and reported haze and low light conditions at Orange Municipal Airport, but he hit a tree off the end of the runway. The Northwestern District Attorney's Office says the accident happened 90 minutes after sunset. The grand jury has accused Fay of unintentionally and unlawfully causing his daughter's death by means of wanton or reckless conduct. If convicted, Fay could face a wide range of outcomes, ranging from probation to 20 years in prison. Still ahead, the Avgas lawsuit could damage California's general aviation scene. Some F-35s are grounded over problems with ejection parachutes. And the LAPD is trying to regulate the use of UAVs. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, February 1st. I'm Paul Platt. At a time when deficit spending and a business exodus in California threatens the state with a fiscal crisis next month, aviation business advocates are warning a lawsuit against the leaded avgas supply chain could devastate the aviation business in the state. Writing in the Long Beach Business Journal, Sean Belk notes that the lawsuit by the Center for Environmental Health, or CEH, which claims the producers and retailers of 100 low-lead have violated state law by failing to warn the public about health hazards, threatens to assess significant civil penalties against businesses. The journal reports that James Coyne, president of the National Air Transportation Association, told industry officials in the state that the CEH's lawsuit is a form of legal abuse, since the suppliers of avgas are often required under lease agreements to provide the fuel to general aviation aircraft users. NATA is fighting the suit on behalf of the defendants and has asked the FAA to get involved, but so far, the agency has declined. NATA's attempt to have the CEH suit dismissed on the basis of federal preemption has been rejected by the courts on the basis that aviation businesses have not yet suffered any actual economic damage. The Pentagon announced this week it has suspended high-speed ground and flight operations of more than 15 Lockheed Martin Corporation F-35 fighter jets after discovering improperly packed parachutes under the pilot's ejection seat. Reuters cites Lockheed spokeswoman Lori Quincy in reporting the decision will affect 6 Air Force variants of the jet based at Edwards Air Force Base in California, which will halt flight testing there until the parachute issues are resolved. The hiatus is also expected to affect 9 F-35s intended for training at Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, and 3 more just completing assembly at Lockheed Martin's plant in Fort Worth, Texas. It's thought the repacking of the chutes could be accomplished in time to start bringing affected planes back online by the middle of next week. The announcement follows one by Defense Secretary Leon Panetta that procurement will be slowed to provide adequate time for development of the plane in order to avoid costly corrections later. The FAA was widely expected to announce revisions in the rules limiting the use of small unmanned aircraft in national airspace by the end of January, but the agency has, without explanation, delayed any word of changes until sometime, quote, this spring, unquote, according to a report in the Los Angeles Times. On its website, the FAA says it originally hoped to publish a rule last year. Quote, in April 2008, the FAA chartered an aviation rulemaking committee to examine these operational and safety issues and make recommendations on how to proceed with regulating small UASs. The agency has received the ARC's recommendations and is drafting a proposed rule. The FAA aims to publish a proposed rule in 2011, unquote. Obviously, that didn't happen either. The Times notes that in the L.A. area, realtors have been warned by the Los Angeles Police Department not to use images of properties taken using unmanned aircraft, noting they may be safety hazards and violate FAA regs. Readers posting comments in an earlier L.A. Times story about the police warnings to realtors were almost universally critical of the LAPD for both overstepping its jurisdiction and threatening those who fly private UAVs below 400 feet AGL, while planning to do the same thing itself, and for hovering full-size manned helicopters for long periods at low altitudes in the meantime. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.